I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case number P21058 regarding Eduardo Ornelas. The time is 9:04 a.m. on December 13th, 2021. My name is Greg Rame, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees introduce themselves, their title and purpose. I will start with those that are here at the BT office. We'll start with Mr. Parlin on that end.
Doug Parlin, staff.
Orlene Loera, board staff.
Okay, are EAC members here?
I'm David Rotman, and I'm an EAC member.
Brian Anderson, EAC member. I'm an architect.
David Brockman. I'm an architect as well.
Okay, let's go to our virtual EAC member.
Tom Knapp. I'm an architect and a member of the EAC.
Okay, and our board staff director?
I'm Judith Stapley. I'm the board executive director.
Okay, and how about our ledger? Dr. Slintz?
I'm the complainant, and my name's Christine Flint.
Okay, and Mr. Ornelas.
I'm Eduardo J. Ornelas, the architect, owner of Arquitecto J. Ornelas and Associates.
Okay, did I miss anybody? Oh, yeah. And we also have board counsel.
Yeah, Jeannie Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Okay, thank you. Did I miss it? Did I catch everybody? Okay, a few reminders. First, the meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. Third, please take time to turn your cell phone on either silent or completely off so that it does not disrupt the meeting. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on February 10th, 2021 related to the practice of architecture regarding the Casita Addition Project at 2831 West Goret Place in Tucson. This is on or about November 11th of 2020. The Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violation of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Let's start with Mr. Brotman.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
And Mr. Knapp.
Yes.
Okay. Very well. Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from the executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinions, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interview process. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then any witnesses. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. And there isn't anyone. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. Okay, at this time, As chair, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence.
So moved.
Okay, Mr. Brotman has made a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Okay, we have 2 seconds. The first was by Mr. Anderson. Let's vote individually, Mr. Brotman.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, aye, and Mr. Knapp?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries unanimously. We are going to, let's see, hold on a second. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end this first public session. The time is now 9:09 a.m. Everyone give me a second because I have to juggle with the recorders a little bit here for the audio.